This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The coolest part about being down here at Napa Auto Parts, as people continue to stop and say, where's my flag? They won't hand out the flags until the Falcons, that is, until 5 o'clock, five until 7. But the coolest thing for Mike and I is just running into all the people who are stopping along the way, Mike, and just saying, man, Dukes and Bell, we love you. We listen every day. We listen to the radio station. We listen to all the shows. We're big listeners. And it's just the coolest thing because this is, you know, we don't get a chance to see everybody all the time. We get tons of messages and all the social media stuff, but to see faces, man, and these two brothers just walked up, Mike, and I was like, uh-oh, what did we do?
And I saw the badge, and I'm like, look, I don't think there's any cases on me in Clayton County, but guys working for the DA's office just rolled by. Also, Anthony, who we saw last, it was Anthony Barham, who served proudly for the U.S. Army over in Afghanistan. We got to see him a couple years ago, so seeing some old friends, and again, as Carl says, without you, there is no us, but great to see local law enforcement in the house. Also, listen to 92.9. That's called the captive audience, Carl, when they're in the car.
It is, man, it is, and he made my day when he's like, oh, all the investigators listen to y'all. I'm like, that's good. So thank you guys for stopping
right
in. We'll see more of you guys between now and 6 o'clock, but right now we got to talk some dogs. Barbara Dooley here with us again, brought to you by Kroger. Barbara, good way to start the season off. How you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. Today is, or would have been, Vince's 93rd birthday.
Wow.
So I'm celebrating his day in heaven.
Oh, that's so sweet. You still have all the memorabilia?
Do I have memorabilia?
I remember the ring collection. Yes.
Periodically?
Yes, yes.
What do I do with all this memorabilia? That's what I want to know.
It is a collector's item gem, all the stuff that you have, and certainly Vince was able to accomplish in his lifetime. And happy birthday to the late Vince Dooley. We loved him, and he was a part of this
Thank
show
you.
For many, many years. Mm-hmm. So we understand today, and we appreciate you being here. So with the celebration of his birthday, let's talk about the dogs, because 45-7 they handle Marshall. You talked to us about the quarterback. You said you loved the kid last week. You thought he was going to be really good. He got off to a good start, and I think Gunnar Stockton gave dog fans some confidence at the way he played last week.
I think he did. You know, he did account for 4 touchdowns, 2 on the ground. He threw for 249 yards in the air. That's pretty good.
Yes.
I think we had a balanced offense. It was 239 runs to 249 in the air. So it was a great day for Georgia.
Now, as we said with you, and you talked about your illustrious family history on both sides about sports gambling, we did not cover that spread. So that was a large number. We advised our listeners not to. And once again, I don't think Kirby likes to run it up on those poor folks like Marshall that just turned over their roster, Barbara.
You better believe it. And if you think that was high, how about this coming week with Austin Peay?
I know.
We're going to beat Austin, then beat Pete.
Yeah, I think we are. But I will tell you, one thing that Vince Dooley always did, he would always build up the other team. And I will never forget, I don't know what year in 1980, but we were playing Austin Peay. And we were great. I mean, we were champions, what, 81, 82, and 83, something like that. It was during that period. We were opening with Austin Peay. And everybody on the staff was going, what do you think Coach is going to say is great about Austin Peay? Well, sure enough, 2 days before we played, he was on his radio show, and he said, you know, Austin Peay, the Richmond Spiders.
I believe so.
That's Richmond. Yeah, Richmond. Yeah. I got to see what Austin Peay is.
Yeah. He says, the
Governors.
Spiders have the greatest deep snapper in the country. And we better watch out for him.
Wow, the long snapper was on Vince's mind.
We fell apart. But I want to tell you this. Everybody knows about that game. I'm sure you've been talking about the thundering herd all week. But yeah. I want to tell you what went on Friday night. Friday night at Georgia, they have what they call the Circle of Honor. Have you heard of that?
We have, but tell our listeners about it.
Well, the Circle of Honor is the highest award a coach can get. And one of the requirements is that you have to have a college degree. And so, not just coaches, but players, outstanding players. And their names are around the circle in the rotunda of the Butz-Mir building.
Right.
And so Friday night, there stood Herschel Walker, who got his degree. And now he has been inducted in the Circle of Honor, along with, do you remember Manny Diaz, the tennis
coach? Miami Dolphins. Yeah.
All right. And Jeff Wallace. Mm-hmm. Well, I looked at those three guys, and I looked it up when I got home. And those three men gave Georgia 16 national championships. And I forget how, 70 SEC championships.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Three men, 70 SEC championships, and 16 national championships. So they were all inducted with Herschel. But now Georgians will be able to watch Herschel because now he's eligible to go into the National Football College Hall of Fame now that he's gotten his degree.
Wow. And I said Manny Diaz. Go ahead, Barbara.
You know what he said? He said, of all the things he's achieved, of everything, Heisman, all the wins, all the adulation, it's the first time when he got that degree that his mother looked at him and said, Herschel, I'm proud of you.
Wow.
How about
he's accomplished.
That?
It's
man,
incredible.
All the things in his life, but he got the degree, man.
Yeah, he's accomplished a lot, but that's an incredible story. And more importantly, I think, Barbara, it speaks to us. We're with Barbara Dooley here as we do weekly guys on Dukes and Bell. Talking about the Dogs and the Dogs take on Austin Peay, as she mentioned, but it speaks to the accomplished coaches and players that have come through the Georgia program that have built the foundation over the years, right? That's what this is about, and now to see them honored in that way is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. So I was very proud, and then when they got on the field Saturday to introduce them, the whole stadium erupted for Herschel. I think he might be the most beloved football player ever.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, do you think about the guys that have come through, and again, Fran Tarkenton back in the day, and Herschel.
Yep.
you know, David Pollock and on. And by the way, Carl, I just want to correct something. Manny Diaz is a great tennis coach. You know, talking about Manny from the University of Miami, but Manny Diaz, legendary tennis coach at UGA. Barbara Dooley's with us, guys. The Barbara Dooley Report brought to you by Kroger. So what do you think? You going to give us a prediction on is it going to be a beatdown? Because, by the way, Kirby, let me ask you this. Barbara, Kirby was upset that some of the students did not fill out the stadium. How do you motivate people to go watch Austin Peay?
Well, I don't know, but let me tell you, by halftime, the stadium was empty. It was like, what? But, you know, I have a great idea. I don't know if you have time for this idea, but
of course,
Saturday,
of course.
Going into the football game, my heart just got happy looking at all these little kids, 3, 4, 5-year-olds, dressed in Georgia red and black, and their parents are starting them to be real gut-wrenching bulldogs. And I'm thinking the prices of tickets are going up so high, people cannot afford to take their kids to Georgia football anymore and to get them feeling the bulldog spirit. So I have penned a letter. I think for Austin Peay and Marshall and some of these teams that are not in our conference, they need to reduce the prices of tickets and let families come in like they used to.
We're going to talk to Josh Brooks and tell him this, if he's not already seen your letter.
Right.
Because we totally agree with you. And part of this is, Barbara, you've hit a nerve with me. Because if you want people and their kids and generations of dog fans to fall in love with being and following Bulldog programs, that starts at such a young age. When you are exposed to that and you grow up and you become 10 or 11 and you're like, this is all I know. Like, I'm not cheering for anybody else. Part of that is access. I got to be able to go to games. I got to be able to be a part of the festivities. So I totally agree with you. I've said this for years about college games and growing the game, whatever school you went to, but I love this idea from you.
I just think it would bring families back to football. Like when Vincent and I first came to Georgia, I mean, of course, the program was not good and the stands were half empty and people used to say you could put 4 tickets on the 50 on somebody's car and nobody would move them. They would add 4 more.
Right.
But families came and it was an experience. Now it's just for the wealthy people. I mean, tickets are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to Josh, and Josh says the athletic department has no money because of the NIL. What do you say about that?
Well, they do have to have their P's and Q's all lined up because they've got to come up with the loot to get the players on the field. But I would think between the boosters and what they charge, I have a hard time. We'll ask Josh when we get him on the air about that, Barbara, because one of the things, for certain, they did have to pay Marshall to come here. They do have to pay Thundering Herd and Austin Peay. But still, the money that athletic department, the football program generates, I love the idea. It's kind of akin to NFL, Carl, in preseason, not having to pay full freight, because these are, in essence, preseason games for the SEC.
Josh, I want to see the books. Open the books.
All right. Well, we're going to go Saturday, and we're going to watch the Spiders, and I'm going to make sure Kirby knows that their deep snapper might be the best in the country. And he better watch out.
Barbara, thank you so much. You have opened up a can of worms. We got to get Josh on and talk to him about it. I'm glad you spoke with him about it. But go Dogs. We'll see how they do against Austin Peay on Saturday, and then we will talk to you next week.
Hey, next week, we better start sweating because it'll be Tennessee.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Barbara Dooley, thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
And again, yes, Carl said it is the governors of Austin Peay, but back in the day, he was pumped with them Spiders of Richmond because that was what Vince was famous for, coming up with some little anecdote to talk about his opponent.
Crazy stuff. By the way, you can let us know. Listen, throwing out these crazy ideas to somebody who helped build it and understands, like, people were not always coming to Georgia games. She's got a valid point.
I mean, on the secondary market, you can get tickets for those games at a lower price, but I get it. I mean, it's just, you know, and it's funny because nowadays,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Same thing for FSU, for Georgia Tech, for Georgia fans. Sometimes they have the valuation on the game. Falcons 2-2.
That's right.
Week by week.
Yep.
So it is a little frustrating. But, yeah, Barber brings up a great point.
Hey, man, coming up, Raheem Morris. Great conversation with him yesterday. We're going to let you hear just parts of it. Things like Jalen Walker and what he said about Michael Penix. And also, Darnell Mooney spoke today. We'll let you hear what he said about preparation and whether he's going to be ready on Sunday. What's up, Darnell? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.